Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Honestly, kind of a slow news week, but it happens.
Yeah, it does happen. It's fine. Last talk for a long time, so we can make a little shorter episode this week.
It's all
Well,
good.
you all live.
Let's dive into Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. I am just like very conf like Selena Gomez's behavior this like today, I think, is like when it came out they were officially dating. Her behavior surrounding it is just like really weird because like no one cares that much, but she's like in the comments like fighting to the death for Benny Blanco for like no reason.
The overwhelming majority of people like don't care that they're dating. So I don't like understand why she's acting so erratic and like going down like with this man. Like she's just like fighting with people and sending paragraphs to people. And it's like, what is going on?
Like, is there something about Benny Blanco that we don't know?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I just don't get it.
I don't understand it either because, like, she, like you said, is like sending, like, responding in paragraphs to people defending him and defending her relationship. And she's like, I just don't want to date fuckboys anymore.
I
Well,
was like, okay, well, good for you.
yeah, I know.
I
Okay, glad you finally grew up a little bit.
just am confused.
Yeah, she's like, he's my absolute everything. Like, just going in on people, just like really defending this guy, my absolute everything in my heart.
And it's like, okay. And
Huh.
it's like, Selena Gomez is like one of the most famous people in the world. So it's like, obviously, there's gonna be some people who are like talking shit to her online. Like, that's just part of the job. But like I said, the
Exactly.
overwhelming majority, nobody cares until she started making big deals about it. Now they care.
Yeah, like,
Yeah, remember I said I was in my Selena Gomez renaissance earlier this year because I was like, I'm just starting to really like her again.
yeah,
She released that single soon song, kind of
it's
a
kind of a bop,
little
okay.
hidden bop there. But now I'm like, ugh, you're being annoying again.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to like find something about like why people have such a negative reaction to this, but I'm finding nothing.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Not this article saying meet Benny Blanco, Selena Gomez's rumored new boyfriend. First of all, it's not rumored. This was articles 4 hours ago. It was not
Okay.
rumored.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not rumored. Also, we are not just like meeting Benny Blanco.
Yeah, he's like a very famous producer.
Yeah. Okay, he's literally like this People article is these are the facts. He's a Pisces. Okay. He's a producer. Okay. He has collaborated with some big artists.
I
He has
mean,
won some
yeah.
notable awards. He founded two labels. Like, this is all just irrelevant. I'm confused.
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
Oh, he's a famous. Oh, he's like best friends with Justin Bieber. They have collabed together. Or at least good friends. Okay, we got a little bit of tea here.
Here's the thing, though, guys. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber dated when they were literal children. How many fucking years ago? Justin Bieber is a married man. He has been for a while now. They're both, I don't know if Justin Bieber's quite 30 yet, but Selena Gomez is in her 30s. Like, they are full grown adults. Can we let it go?
Yeah, I don't understand. And then this article I'm reading is saying in an interview like a couple years ago, Benny Blanco said Justin Bieber is not one of those cookie cutter pop artists. They're like, this is my new single and here's my makeup line. But Justin's like, yeah, I have a pimple and I have anxiety. At that time, Selena had recently launched her makeup brand Rare Beauty. So like that probably was about her. But also, like, it could have been about like Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga, but like that would also be like more shocking if it was about them.
Right. Okay, I guess like it makes a little bit more sense, but like, can we all just grow up
But
and move
also, I had to
on?
dig for this.
Yeah, right? Like, why
Nobody's
was
thinking
it?
about this.
No. Oh my God. I don't get it. I don't know. I guess like best of luck to Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. Oh wait, the comment though that like really threw me was someone was like, why are you on social media defending your boyfriend harder than you have for the people of Palestine? And she just responded with facts.
Okay. I think that was edited because I just
Oh.
saw this and it looks like somebody said some account posted Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco rumored to be dating, and then she replied with that facts. So I think
Oh.
people edited that.
Okay.
Which
Then
makes way
I.
more sense because we were talking about this before the episode. We're like, why would she ever say that?
Yeah. Okay. Good. Phew.
I
Okay.
know,
Then
right?
disregard everything I just said then. Oh my God. Yeah. Because I was sitting here like, oh my God. Selena Gomez is like really tripling down in her support for Israel. And it's weird. Getting
Yeah,
weird.
getting weird. Anyway, I guess Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are dating. I wouldn't think I would have cared, but apparently I had a lot to talk about.
I know, I guess. Longer than I thought we were talking about
But like,
it.
if this wasn't like, if she didn't make a big issue out of it, I literally would have just like looked at my phone, said, "Oh, okay," and then kept scrolling.
Yep, and then kept scrolling. Exactly. Would have forgotten about it by in the hour, honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Let's move on to another relationship. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, who are former co-hosts on Good Morning America, and we talked about this a while ago when it was rumored that they were having an affair. So, like, the love affair is true, but according to them, at least, they were both in divorce proceedings with their respective spouses. So, they weren't like really cheating on them, but it was still like a really weird situation. I don't know. It's the waters are a little murky there.
Yeah.
But their ex-spouses are now dating each other.
Which I kind of love. Like, this is drama. This
Yes.
is great.
This is good mess. This is mess that it's like low stakes for us anyway.
Well, yeah, true, true, true. Yeah, I love that idea. Like, they bonded over getting divorced and
Yes.
their significant others, like getting with each other, like amazing. Love
Yeah,
it.
I agree. Yeah, I but like I have been seeing some older pictures of the ex-spouses together back from like 2016, 2017, and like even in those pictures they look kind of cozy. So like
Oh, was
what
this like a little swinging situation?
that's what I don't know if it was like a swinging thing, but like were there just like affairs going on like in both ends?
What is going on with Good Morning
I
America?
know,
Robin
my
Roberts, we
God.
need to talk.
Robin Roberts would never. She's so wholesome. And she just got married.
True,
So,
true, true.
yeah, it's just like a really odd situation. And I'm not talking like the pictures that I saw are not like, you know, they're like cozied up in like a booth at a restaurant together. It's just like closer than you, it's just like pictures of them being closer than you would be to
Right.
like your wife's coworker's wife, you
Right.
know?
And it's like one of those things where like you would see it and not think anything of it, but now that we have this information, you're
I
like,
know.
"Oh, wait."
Yeah, like it always comes back to these things where it's like, how did we miss this? Wow, this makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
Like it's always situations like this where everyone's like, how didn't we see it? It was right under our noses. I don't know.
Because you can't speculate about every little thing in
No,
life,
you
but
can't. You go crazy.
I kind of wish I knew more about their dynamic. I hope I find out more.
Well,
But
now I don't know when it's launching. Maybe if it already did, I'm not sure. But Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are going to have their own podcast. And
of
it's
course they
like,
will.
I know,
Listen,
right?
I know we
It's
have a podcast, but not everybody needs to have a podcast.
no. Also, like, it's just so predictable these days for these people that are in the headlines for like a week over like some scandal, and then they're like, here's my side of the story.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty much everyone.
Yeah, which we understand is ironic coming from people who have a podcast that is currently recording and posting.
But
But you
listen,
know
we're
what?
not here trying. We're just because we like to do it. We're not
Yeah.
here trying to make a buck. We're not here,
We're really not.
yeah, like we don't, yeah, exactly. Like these people are here trying to get like their little, like to latch on to their 5 seconds of fame. It's like, it's
Exactly.
different. Okay.
Yeah, it's very different. Okay, that's like honestly all the headlining news that we thought was noteworthy this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Jamie Spears did get his leg amputated, but I just like don't have anything to say about that other than like
Yeah.
sucks to suck.
Right. Like, I don't want to say like I'm like happy it happened, but I don't know. It's like I didn't really flinch.
Also, yeah, and also like
I say
sad
that
about
much.
it. Yeah.
Exactly. It just like I was just like, oh, he lost his leg.
Yep.
Okay. Oh my God, I did see somebody post the next day. Britney Spears leg appreciation post. Just It's like, oh my God.
I haven't seen things like that too, where it's like people are posting like pictures of her dancing in her kitchen, like twirling around. They were just like, wow, another thing Jamie Spears just can't do.
Yikes. Yeah, it's morbidly funny, but you know, it is what it is. We know what he put her through.
Yeah, come on.
We know what
Like,
you did.
yeah.
Death to them all.
Oh my God. Okay, let's get to our toast and our roast. You can go ahead.
All right. Like, I was trying to come up with something to roast, and I had like a couple options. And honestly, my roast is just going to Taylor Swift. I'm so sick of her. Listen, I'm a hater. I'll admit it. I am a hater.
We both are. It's okay.
I just like,
You're in good
I
company
can
here.
only, I actually have her muted on Twitter, her name. So, like, I still need to know, like, for the pod and, like, my own personal, like, intrigue because, like, I'm nosy and need to know everything. But I just muted the word Taylor Swift. So, like, I'll still see Taylor or, like, Swift. But it actually, like, really helped take her down a lot.
Good.
So, I recommend it.
Yeah, this. So, listen, like, I saw what the options were for the Time Person of the Year this year, and it was like it is people. Okay, the Hollywood strikers, the Trump prosecutors, like people that have had like Barbie was even on there, like people who have had like I don't know why Vladimir Putin was on here. That wouldn't have been a good one. But like, what did Taylor Swift do this year besides go on tour? You know what I mean?
I just has she won it before? Hasn't she already won it?
No,
Oh no, she
she.
was mentioned in that one where it was like women,
Yeah, it was like the Me
like
Too.
abuse victims and Me Too
Yeah.
movement. Okay. Which I have thoughts about that, but this is not the time or place.
No,
Well,
no.
it's the place, but not
No.
the time. Yeah, like I just don't. I don't know. Like, I don't know who it should have been, but why her?
I would have loved for it to have been the Trump prosecutors.
True.
Or even or
Barbie would have been cute.
the Hollywood strikers too. Like those people were boots on the ground this entire year.
Yeah. Let's do it for the nanny. The nanny should have been the Times
Yes.
Person of the Year.
Exactly. Fran Drescher,
I knew her
come
name was Fran. I couldn't
forward.
remember her last name in this moment.
Yeah, I just am like just also, and so I did like read like little excerpts from the interview.
More than I did.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of like unavoidable to be honest, because Pop Crave just like was posting every paragraph from it pretty much, and it was all over my timeline on Twitter. But the thing that like annoyed me the most was, well, I guess two things. When she was talking about the phone call with Kanye West, that infamous phone call that like started the whole Reputation tour, Reputation era, And she said that Kim Kardashian like edited and altered the phone call. And I am just kind of like confused on why that would happen, how that would happen. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess like anything's possible. And I don't like not believe her, but also like, can we get over it?
I,
Like, she's lived
yeah.
so many lifetimes since then.
Did they? Yeah, that just makes me think she's about to announce Reputation Taylor's version. Like, it's all a marketing scheme. We
True.
know. She knows how to make a buck. I respect her for
Definitely.
that.
Oh, yeah.
I 100% do. Did they ask her about that interview?
I mean, it was just, yeah, I guess it was like brought up. Like,
Okay.
I don't
I
know.
mean, like, I guess if they asked her about it, but like, why is she revealing new information now? This happened like 7 years ago.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and listen, believe women, they can recount their statements, but not in this case. This is different.
It just
Like,
seems
why
so.
wouldn't you set the record straight right away
Yeah.
if you really.
Because it's not like Taylor Swift just like blew up this year. Like, this woman has been doing this job since she was like what, 16, 17 years old. Like, she had the grounds to do that then.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm a little confused by it. The other thing that also annoyed me was that she, so yeah, this is definitely just like her launching reputation again. That she's like, I just feel like people didn't like really understand that like reputation was about like female rage and like punk rock and just like, you know, speaking up for yourself. I think people just looked at it and said, cool lights and six snakes.
I don't know if it was like all those things she said, but also I don't think people just thought it was about cool lights and snakes either. I
No.
mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Got a bad reputation, yeah. Got a bad reputation, yeah. I mean, it's pretty fucking self-reputation. I can't even speak. I'm getting worked up. It's pretty self-explanatory. And she's just calling her Swifties dumbasses. Y'all should be offended. She
Hey,
just
man.
called you illiterate. At least literature illiterate. Like, what? Who thought this? Just
Yeah,
because of,
like,
like, just because we called it bad doesn't mean we didn't understand it.
no, like I obviously knew it was like a direct response not only to the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian situation, but just like to everyone who like, you know, calls her like a slut for like dating all these men and writing songs about them and just like
Yeah.
painting her out to be this like this person that she doesn't feel like she is. Like, I don't know.
Which, like, to me, it just like she is the person who plays the victim and like weaponizes that against others and the media. And it's like this
Dude.
album just further proved that. Like, that's exactly what she did. And like, I get it's a catch-22 with a woman and a celebrity in general. Like, it's a catch-22, but like, you know what I mean? Because like you have to speak out, but then if you speak out, it's like, okay, you're doing too much. You're obnoxious. But
Yes, I totally understand
I get
that.
that. But also, it's like you're not always the victim. At some point, like you're the most famous person in the world. She's probably the most famous person of all time at this point. I just don't. You're not a victim at this
No.
point.
At this point, like she's a billionaire now. She became a billionaire this year.
Yeah.
You have millions and millions of fans. You're still continuing to do the biggest and best tour of your career, and you're Times Person of the Year. Like, you're like Apple Music's Artist of the Year, Spotify, Time Person of the Year, this person of the year, this person of the year. Like, it's okay. You're going
Yeah.
to be okay.
I just need her to adopt the grown-up personality of like whatever. Like, I'm proud of what I do. Like, this is what I'm doing. Like,
Yes. Amen to
just
that.
seeing Beyonce do that in her film. And listen, I'm not always trying to compare them like some people, but I don't know. I only am comparing them because I just thought of that movie where she was like, yeah, I have nothing else to prove to
Yeah.
anybody. And like, neither does Taylor Swift. So like, own it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
Amen.
grown.
Thank you. She's 33, dude. Like,
Yeah. Wow, I didn't think that was gonna go as far of a rant as it did.
Yeah, sorry to all the Swifties. I'm sure Swifties aren't listening to this podcast at this point. Not many.
Probably not.
It's
If
fine.
they are, they're just definitely not after this episode.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, guys.
no.
But like, listen, I do want to know if you have an actual response to what we're saying, because like, I'm right. Like literally, like sound off in the comments. I do want to hear if you are listening and you're a Swiftie, because like, did I say something wrong? Did I say something offensive? Yes, but did I say something wrong? Oh man. Okay.
God. Okay.
Anyway.
What's your toast?
My toast goes to Hugh Grant. This man is just trashing how he had to act in Wonka. He was in a motion capture suit the entire time, and he is pissed about it. Like, I just cannot believe he's saying all this before the movie even comes out.
I know. Like, who's his publicist? Who's his manager?
I mean, it's like Hugh Grant, like, whatever. He'll get cast at other things still. Like, you can't cancel him for that. But, like,
True.
kind of like disrespectful to like your paycheck. Like, can you do it in 6 months or something?
Yeah, like, give it some time.
Listen, I love this. I love when celebrities are honest about this kind of stuff. But like, it does feel a little disrespectful. But anyway, I'm toasting him because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, like, yeah, could he at least wait till the movie hits theaters?
Also, like, he probably had to like know that like he was gonna be doing this ahead of time, right? Or like his, I don't know,
I would assume maybe he like didn't think he'd have to like,
being it so much.
or like it would be that like physically demanding or
Yeah, maybe they just
something.
thought it was gonna be like a voice acting kind of thing. I don't
Yeah.
know. And did you also see him make a comment about, he's like, when I got hired, they sent me a picture of a naked Oompa Loompa. I hope nobody ever sees that picture. It was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look much into it, but this is like a real quote, so. But like, now I want to see like a naked Oompa Loompa.
Yeah,
Like,
now I'm
not like want to,
curious.
like, you know what I mean?
No,
Okay.
yeah. Like, is
Not in like a perverted way.
that...
But like, what?
Yeah, like,
Anyway,
oh, okay.
Hugh Grant, good for you. Also, why are you this Oompa Loompa? And why is he
Yeah.
so tiny?
He's in a jar. That's how tiny he
Yeah,
is.
I think that's actually how they are in the books, but I haven't read those since I was a child, so I could also
Oh,
be making that up.
I never read them. I just saw the movies. So,
Anyway, love
okay.
it.
Well, my roast goes to George Santos. This man gets excommunicated from Congress and then immediately hops onto Cameo, charging $200 per Cameo. You got to be kidding me.
Listen, he's making a buck.
The cameos that I have seen are so ridiculous. In one of them, he's like, "Hey girl, like blah 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 blah. Also, yes, I do use Botox and fillers, obviously." I'm like, "What is this? You sound like you are some like D-list reality star."
Exactly. I mean, that's what Cameo is like, thrives off of.
Yes.
And he was like, don't let the haters get you down, girly. Like, what is happening? Like, I hate it, and like, I hate that we're giving him money, but at the same time, it's so funny. I'm so conflicted. But
Like,
like, also, I think at the end of the day, we should not be giving him money.
no, at the end of the day, he's actually like really terrible. Like, he is one of those Congress people that wore an AR-15 pin on his suit, like talking to the victims' families from the Uvalde shooting.
Yeah, and he also was just a pathological liar and
Yeah.
just made up so many horrible things. And then he said he was Jewish and his parents were like Holocaust, or his grandparents were like Holocaust survivors, and they're not even Jewish. And he said he was Jew, ish. Yeah,
Dude,
He's literally insane.
Oh my God. Wait, why did he get excommunicated? Because he,
I think it was because he was lying about a bunch of stuff.
oh, I also
And
thought
then
he
he was,
like
and then he had
didn't.
like, I want to say there was like tax fraud or like
Yeah, like
offshore. There was like a bunch
embezzlement.
of like, yeah, maybe embezzlement. It was some sort of financial thing. I don't know the exact things.
Anyways, can we also get Marjorie Taylor Greene out of there?
Yeah.
Please, can she be the next to go?
I would like to say the Republicans would not have agreed to get rid of him if he weren't gay.
That is a true statement.
It would not have been like unanimous if he were not gay. All I'm saying.
That is very true. But you know what? $5 says he's on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Hate that.
Because you know it's true.
No, exactly.
I mean, if Sean Spicer could be on Dancing with the Stars, George Santos
Yeah, I mean,
could most
I
definitely
would
make
say
an
George Santos is a
appearance.
little worse, but like also, yes,
Yeah.
you're not wrong. It is not out of the realm of possibility.
No.
Yeah, like I just saw like I don't know if people were joking, but like I feel like people were like legitimately trying to like make a limited series slash movie about him, like already.
Yes.
Like I
Yeah.
don't think it's a joke.
And I keep seeing people on Twitter being like, Robbie from New Girl, do I have the role for you?
Why do they look so like? Yeah, so wild. I just, yeah, it got me going down a Cameo like wormhole too the other day because I've never actually like looked at Cameo. I just see like things that get posted online, you know? Wow, so many good ones though.
There's a lot of people on there. So the
Sister
guy
Cindy has a Cameo.
who?
Sister Cindy, that person who goes to college campuses and like. God hates the whores.
I don't know who that is.
Oh man, look her up. She's a hoot.
And then I do know that the guy that played Kevin in The Office, like last year, he made like $1 million off of Cameo.
See, he is the perfect person to be on Cameo. And he doesn't, and like, I was looking, like, Chuck Norris is on there and he charges like $250. Like, okay,
Yeah.
take a break, Chuck
The
Norris.
please. Like, who's paying that?
Like, you just act in one thing a year, okay?
Yeah.
Or just do like a commercial.
Seriously. Okay, my toast goes to Brenda Lee, who is kind of like in her Kate Bush era, where her song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is number one on the charts.
Yeah, I am so happy for her because she
She
every
is.
Christmas she's been sitting at number two,
Yes,
you know?
she's so cute too. I was watching a little bit of an interview she was doing, and she started like crying because she was just so like happy. And she's like, I can't believe like the song I made how many years ago was like people are still playing it, enjoying it, and dancing to it. And I was like, this is so freaking cute. This
It
little,
was really cute and she was all sparkly and her makeup
yes,
was done
this little
and
80-year-old
then
woman.
yeah. Did you see Mariah sent her like little flowers and it's like congrats on your number one, you deserve it.
That
Really
also makes me
sweet.
want to cry.
Especially because like it's Mariah Carey. Like she is
Yeah.
like the
Yeah, the
diva.
Queen of Christmas.
But like also it's like how could she like be mad? This
No.
woman.
Yeah, I just saw today that All I Want for Christmas Is You is 14 times platinum. So.
Yeah. Brenda Lee though, she wanted that number one. She made a music video this year.
She did? Oh
She
my God, I
did.
actually didn't know that.
But
That's so funny.
she deserved it.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that. So cheers to you, Brenda Lee. I'm so excited. Oh my God. Okay. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And next week we will be doing our top 10 moments, our iconic moments from 2023. And then
Yeah,
that'll do it for us this year. I
it
can't
will.
believe it.
I haven't thought about any of the moments yet, but I will. All
Okay,
right, you
good.
know what?
You have a
I just
week.
thought of one. Okay, I thought of
All
one. We're good.
right,
All
we'll
right,
talk to you
see you
guys
next
next
week.
week. Bye.
Bye.